Hello, friends. It's a special treat for you. It's a bonus episode with me, Matt, and Amber. The adults of Trapo Trap House, let's be honest.
The ground folks.
Yeah. We just have to talk about straight away what happened last night, at JFK, at Logan, at Dulles, and elsewhere in the country. So, I don't know. Where do you guys want to start with that?
First of all, it was awesome.
Yeah, I was genuinely overjoyed seeing it happen.
I was like, moved.
I felt
which is
emotion
embarrassing for
sure.
For
it is embarrassing for. I feel like I'm becoming a
feelings
normie.
Are gross. Yeah.
Feelings suck, but I had quite a lot of them seeing everybody at JFK last night.
Yeah. People I never expected to show up to a protest, showed up to.
Yeah, definitely.
Which was incredibly exciting.
We're all going to be posting inspirational Facebook memes pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm going with Minions. I think that's going to be my wheelhouse.
Yeah, a minion, and he's waving. It says, "Seize the means of production."
Yep.
I'm going to have a big sign that says, "Minions, welcome." No, but I feel overmatched because I just feel like sincerity is really the only way I can respond to this. Like I thought it was just amazing and exactly what we need right now, like 100%.
Yeah, and exciting in a way that I'm not. I've participated in a lot of protests and things over the years, but honestly, most of them don't really do anything. They're not usually very effective. I mean,
and these were effective almost immediately.
Yeah. And I think for two reasons. One was like the sheer mass chaos of that number of people. Mm-hmm. And two, and this cannot be, erased from, I think, our evaluation of the efficacy. It was the taxis.
Right. New York City Taxi Commission.
Yeah. Because, there's this idea that the power cannot ignore, masses of people in the street. Yeah, they can. They do all the time. I mean, there are huge demonstrations that accomplish absolutely nothing all the time through no fault of the crowd or whatever. But what they cannot ignore is labor refusing to work and shutting everything into chaos.
And I think that's so interesting, like almost as an accident that this began to be focused around JFK and airports where people were, being detained. And let's be honest, these are people with green cards detained. Like this is, appalling and sickening on a level that I think a lot of people aren't used to, but they better get used to it. And I think the interesting thing about airports is that it does present such an interesting choke point for where you actually can just shut down, grind things to an absolute halt. Like, for instance, if you can't get a cab out of JFK, or like they shut down the air train in and out of JFK because so many people came there.
It's a port.
Yeah, exactly.
We were shutting down the ports.
Yeah, absolutely. And airports are incredibly important for like the, maintenance of a global economy and just transit and transport in America.
Yeah.
And they're
right
very
now,
easy
though,
to shut down is what we learned.
Yeah.
They're not that big.
Yeah.
Right now, though, we're at a real interesting point, though, because so it's a day later and a lot of people were released from custody last night. And overnight, but now we're finding out that at least a couple of airports, including Dulles, people are being held in contravention of a court order and are not being allowed to see lawyers in contravention of court order. The Border Patrol is literally ignoring federal court orders right now. And are people going to go back out? Because I think that like these slugs like Bannon in the White House, they have. Putting all this stuff out right away is part of a plan. They're hoping that they can get everybody riled and there'll be a big spike in protests that they can ride out, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then when everyone's sort of demoralized and tired and goes back to their day-to-day lives, they can just push the rest of their agenda with minimal opposition. So this today, I think, is going to be an incredibly important day. I don't know what's going to happen yet. It's still early. But we've got people still being held at these airports, literally in contravention of the rule of fucking law. Are people going to go back out today? Are people going to stop things today? Are people going to make sure that these people are also released? Yeah, and if they aren't, that shows that maybe their strategy is going to work. But if they are, then maybe we're entering a new model where people realize that this sort of on-the-spot activism is going to have to be a part of their daily existence and not just sort of a periodical public event.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs to happen, like, basically everywhere all the time. Like JFK needs to be the model going forward for everything, because it's not going to, like, you know, this is like the starting gun is what they're going to do to, you know, refugees and people from these seven countries or whatever. But the end goal is everyone else. And they're coming after, you know, abortion. They're coming after other minority groups, too. Like, they're going to try to do all of it. And just things like this need to just keep happening in response to it.
Yeah.
And I will say, as awful as they are, I think it's also important to note that even a snake like Governor Cuomo here had to come out in support of these protests, or some asshole like Cory Booker.
Yeah.
As much as I hate him, and we should not trust him at all, good. I mean, if they feel that they need to be seen or need to take a stand on this, then we have to force them to do so, because, I mean, they're the ones that have some element of power, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not fooled, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Like, and we have to keep that in mind, because, again, we're going to need huge numbers of people, and it's going to be that much easier when people with some amount of power are not, at the very least, not in our way. Although, did you see the Hillary...
Well, she tweeted in support.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I stand with everybody here. It's like, not physically, because I'd pass out.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I have too many diseases. People get sick in airports anyway.
Yeah.
It would be, she would be typhoid Mary.
She would have to just come in like a tank of Purell, like one of the Dune navigators.
One of her comms dorks from the campaign tweeted that the courthouse where the federal stay had been issued was across the street from the Hillary campaign office.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was like, ooh, yeah.
My God.
And I believe that he also included the fight goes on or whatever. And it's
just
it's like the fight of which Hillary Clinton has been completely absent from.
You know? And complicit in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. We have these worthless political figures who are going to basically have to be forced into doing what needs to be done, but they also have to be not just pressured on action, but there needs to be, while this is building, and obviously this is the very beginning of something, there has to be a significant movement towards establishing a countervailing idea. It can't be what the Bush administration opposition was, which was just that guy and his policies are bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because then leaves you for a position like a total charlatan like Obama to roll in.
Right.
And
one of the reasons that, you know, the right wing has been so successful over the last 30 or 40 years is moving the center with them. So it, like, in this kind of what we are hoping for, like a kind of mass popular front against these awful people, it can't be like this idea that we could just get it back to the status quo, because that sucked already and led us to this point. It has to be, like we've talked about before, a larger positive vision of a different future, not just the way things were before things got this fucked up.
Because, again, it's a war of attrition, and I think Matt's right. I think their strategy is to just wear people down until they just can't fight anymore. And frankly, we need stronger institutions and stronger security for people. We will run out of energy if we can't be at the airport all the time. I mean, that was a lot of the failure of Occupy, is that, you know, it wasn't building anything external. I mean, I think it tried to, but it was too diffuse or whatever. But there's going to be another executive order, and another, and another, and another. And
I just think, like, I was also thinking,
we need a good offense and not just a defense.
And I was also thinking about, like, the Democrats and liberals and the normies that are coming out to these protests, which is unqualified a positive sign.
Yeah,
and I think
we welcome
them. I hope people are realizing is that like for 30 or so years now, at least as long as I've been alive, like the American Liberal Project and like the Democrats in general have tried to have this bargain where they would be the party of tolerance and, you know, inclusion in this kind of greater American project while defending neoliberal economics. And that's over. You can't do that anymore. It's either you're going to be the party of anti-racism and the party of like the redistribution of wealth and power in this country. Because if you're doing the other, then you're absolutely enabling and helping the rise of, you know, a very frightening kind of nationalism. And
because as has been pointed out, like all of the stuff that they're doing right now, it's they're going to point to precedents set by the Obama administration when they defend this shit in court. Like these are all processes that are underway that they are just accelerating to a rate that people aren't used to seeing.
And the good news about that is for people of a sort of liberal sensibility, of which there are, I would say, probably the majority of people in this country. If you believe so much in these things, like being tolerant of other races or gay people or whatever, there's nowhere else for you to go, right? They're not going to start voting Republican because the taxes get raised or we have universal health care or we start pushing for these sort of broad socialist goals. They have nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
So like that's to our advantage.
I think we can scoop them up. I mean, that's the work we have ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Felix went to JFK last night.
He did.
He's not with us now. I'd like to talk to him in the future about what he saw there. Apparently, if it's Sunday, obviously you're not going to listen to this today, but people are going to Battery Park today.
Making signs.
Yeah. Amber's making signs. But I don't know. Like I said, there's going to be more and more of this stuff. There has to be more and more of this stuff. It's good and it's exciting.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think, like, it's... Don't be afraid to be excited by it or to have fun with it because...
Oh, yeah. It's going to
something
happen.
New is happening. I mean,
it's going to be a fucking, like... major part of your life. If it's a fucking drain, if it's a chore, then that makes it that much more likely that you're going to get sick of it and you're going to peter off and they're going to get to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
It has to be a source of joy and self-assertion and all of that good stuff. It has to be something you look forward to.
Yeah, and like I hate the neoliberal language of self-care and all that bullshit, but you have to actually maintain friendships and keep a social life and enjoy yourself because that has historically been a huge problem on the left. I mean, you meet these old burnt out activists and they're miserable and asocial and it's because they, you know, worked for 20 years failing as a salt on some steel factory floor or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's blisteringly difficult work. You have to enjoy your life or you're not going to be a very good organizer.
And my closing thought is just that I was just immensely overjoyed by what I saw happening at JFK because it was spontaneous, it was effective, and it was just, I don't know, it's like I really feel it's what we need right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on our way. And there's a labor component. We need that. Mm-hmm. People are getting that. It can't just be protest. You have to, you know, hold people's daily lives hostage.
And yeah, here's the other thing. Like, who is going to be the first of these customs agents or TSA people or people in the bureaucracies of the federal government who are just going to say no, either silently in their job, like do it anonymously so they can get away with it, or just quit. I mean, like, this is a dilemma that
you think there's
going to
be defectors. I don't know. TSA, man, they're not like the police. They're not as cultish, I don't think, in their kind of indoctrination and hiring process, but they are fed that line. I mean, whatever, they're sky cops.
Yeah. I was just sort of like thinking out loud the other day. And look, I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, I'm not like a organizer or revolutionary. But like my thought was like we need to just start encouraging federal employees and bureaucrats to just like not do their job, to sabotage their new bosses, to just sort of low-key noncompliance or passive resistance. And
tell you what,
you can lose
traitors.
Your job very easily doing that. And like someone made the point, well, like this will only just move the government further to the right because they'll be replaced with even more loyal, you know, functionaries or whatever. But at the same time, I think we need some kind of public – someone losing their job or just quitting or just being, no, I can't do this.
A few traitors, like, can be a very powerful thing. A few defectors, you know, like, we've seen that with, like – I mean, they're whistleblowers. We've seen
and
that
once again, thanks
effective.
To Obama for now running one of the most anti-whistleblower administrations in American history and formalizing all of the legal means with which to crack down on dissent from within inside the government or any of these agencies.
Yeah.
So thanks again, Obama.
A literal and unironic thanks, Obama.
Yeah.
With dripping with sarcasm.
Oh, so, again, we're going to be covering or talking about more of this stuff as it happens. I just would encourage everyone to just ask yourself what you can do, or you know what line you're willing to cross, or be with other people who believe the same thing you do.
Yeah,
they're coming for all of it.
Yeah,
they're coming for everything. We know what they want to do, which is basically just massively accelerate the just upward redistribution of wealth and power to them and people like them. And the only way they can do that is by taking away everyone else's rights, because at some point, people aren't going to stand for it. And believe me, they're already going to try to massively restrict the franchise before the next election and many other democratic rights. And they're going to go after many other minority groups and basically everyone who's not them. And I guess that's the sort of – that's the thrilling part of all this is that, you know, we have no other choice but to stop them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it online last night. While I was watching this shit go down, one way or the other, this is going to be a qualitatively different country very soon. And that's scary, but it's also exhilarating because which way it goes is it's in our hands. It can be.
Yeah.
And that there's different, something new and different is happening for better or worse. Like we are not in a static end of history anymore. History is absolutely happening right now.
And the thing is, we do have power. We're most of the people. We work the jobs. We do the things.
And here's another really important point. And Matt, I think you said this the other night when we were talking about it. Like, you know, there's the people who voted for Trump and whatever, fuck them. But the sort of like this ban on refugees and Muslims, like I really think this only really excites about 25% of this country. Who are, for lack of a better word,
the evil people. The Chud base.
Chud contingency.
The most, horrifically atavistic, lizard brain scumbags this country has to offer.
And the terrifying thing is that they now have control. They are the minority, but they have control of, every lever of power and of, in the most powerful state in the world. But they are a minority. They're old. They're weak. They're cowards, and I think we can beat them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. It's my humanist impulse to presume the goodness of us in general, on a macro level, provided we could build the political institutions that de-incentivize our absolute worst impulses, which are always lying in our lizard brains. But... Yeah, I mean, you have to figure out who can be swayed and which Nazis have to be punched in the head.
As the Dane says in Miller's Crossing, Matt, for starters.
Teenage Mary, said Uncle Dave, I saw my soul, must be saved. Gonna take a walk down Union Square, you never know. You're gonna find there you gotta run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Chase the devil you. Hey, what to do?